Think about this story for a moment. The first lesson is that Friedman was willing to work hard, take responsibility for himself, and put himself through school. But the second, perhaps more important lesson, is that he happened to come along at a time in America where if you were willing to work hard, you could take responsibility for yourself and put yourself through school. Friedman was, at the time, what we would today call economically disadvantaged. He was an inner-city kid from the Bronx, neither of whose parents went to college. But look at how easy it was for him to get a good education. He graduated from his public high school in New York at a time when they were the envy of the world. And his first option, City College, was free. And his second option, Michigan, was just $450. And the admissions process was casual enough, apparently, that you could try one school one day and the other the next. And how did you get there? You hitchhiked, with the money that you made in the summer in your pocket. And when you arrived, you immediately got a series of really good jobs to help pay your way because the factories were looking for people. And of course they were. They had to feed the needs of the big generation just ahead of those born in the demographic trough of the 1930s and the big generation of baby boomers coming up behind them. The sense of possibility so necessary for success comes not just from inside of us or from our parents. It comes from our time, from the particular opportunities that our particular place in history present us with. For a young would-be lawyer, being born in the early 1930s was a magic time, just as being born in 1955 was for a software programmer, or being born in 1835 was for an entrepreneur. Today, Mort Janklow has an office high above Park Avenue, filled with gorgeous works of modern art, a Du Buffet, an Anselm Kiefer. He tells hilarious stories. My mother had two sisters. One lived to be 99, the other died at 90. The 99-year-old was a smart woman. She married my Uncle Al, who was the chief of sales for Maidenform.